Have you ever had to trust someone, even when you didn't understand what was happening? Maybe a teacher, a friend, or even your parents? It's not always easy, right? But real trust, real faith, means believing someone even when things don't make sense. That's exactly what happened to Abraham, a man who was asked to trust God in a way that seems impossible. And yet, his story is one of the most powerful examples of faith in the entire Bible. This is the story of Abraham and Isaac. Let's go back. Years before the big test, Abraham wasn't always called Abraham. His name used to be Abram, and when he was younger, God made him a promise. Abram, leave your home, your country, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. And Abram believed. He left his home, comfort, and familiarity because he trusted God's promise. And part of that promise? A son. A son through whom an entire nation would come. But there was a problem. Abram and his wife Sarai, they were old, and as years passed, no baby, no son, just waiting. Ever been there? Waiting for something you know was promised, but it just hasn't happened yet. That's where they were. But then, when Abram was 99 years old, God spoke again. Abram, your name is now Abraham, the father of many, and your wife, now Sarah, will bear you a son. And a year later, against all odds, Isaac was born. God had kept his promise. And Abraham, he knew God was faithful. But then, something happened that changed everything. One day, God spoke to Abraham again. But this time, the words were different. Abraham, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah. Offer him as a sacrifice to me. Now pause for a second. Can you even imagine? The son he had waited for, the son God had promised, and now he had to give him up. Abraham could have argued, could have said, no, God, you gave me this child, but he didn't. Because deep down, Abraham knew something. God always had a plan, even when it didn't make sense. So early the next morning, Abraham got up. He saddled his donkey, took two servants, and most importantly, he took Isaac. For 3 days, they travelled. 3 days of silence. 3 days of questions. 3 days of Abraham wondering how this would all end. Then, as they neared the mountain, Abraham stopped. He told his servants, stay here. We will go and worship, and then we will return. Even then, Abraham believed. Somehow, some way, Isaac was coming back. Isaac wasn't a little kid. He was old enough to understand sacrifices. And as they climbed, he noticed something missing. Father, we have the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the offering? And Abraham? He simply said, God himself will provide the lamb. Finally, they reached the top. Abraham built an altar. He placed the wood, and then he turned to Isaac. Isaac didn't fight, didn't run. He let his father bind him, lay him on the altar. Abraham lifted the knife. Abraham froze. The angel of the Lord called out, "Do not harm the boy. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld even your son from me." And then a rustling in the bushes, a ram caught in the thicket. God had provided the sacrifice, just as Abraham had said. Isaac was spared. And Abraham, he had passed the test. His faith had been proven. So what does this story mean for us? First, faith isn't just believing in God when things are easy. It's trusting him when nothing makes sense. Abraham didn't understand, but he obeyed, and God provided. Second, God never asks us to do something he wouldn't do himself. Centuries later, another father would offer his son, but this time, there would be no ram in the thicket, no one to take his place. Jesus became the sacrifice, the Lamb of God. And because of him, we don't have to face the altar. He took our place. Abraham's test was about trust. Our test, it's about faith, believing that God always provides. So next time you're faced with something you don't understand, something hard, confusing, remember Abraham. Remember Isaac, and remember that no matter what, God will provide. The choice is yours. Will you trust him with your life?